For me, it's a cause of some upset that more Anglophones don't enjoy language more. Music is enjoyable, it seems, so are dance and other athletic forms of movement, but people seem to be able to find sensual and sensuous pleasure in almost anything but words these days. Words, it seems, belong to other people. Anyone who expresses themselves with originality, delight, and verbal freshness is more likely to be mocked, distrusted, or disliked than welcomed. The free and happy use of words appears to be considered elitist or pretentious. Sadly, desperately sadly, the only people who seem to bother with language in public today bother with it in quite the wrong way. They write letters to broadcasters and newspapers in which they are rude and haughty about other people's usage, and in which they show off their own superior knowledge of how language should be. I hate that, and I particularly hate the fact that so many of these pedants assume I'm on their side. When asked to join in a let's persuade this supermarket chain to get rid of their five items or less sign, I never join in. Yes, I am aware of the technical distinction between less and fewer, and between uninterested and disinterested, and infer and imply and all the rest of them, but none of these are of importance to me. None of these are of importance, I said there. You'll notice the old pedantic me would have insisted on none of them is of importance. But I'm glad to say that I've outgrown that silly approach to language. Oscar Wilde, and there have been few greater and more complete lords of language in the past 1,000 years, once included with a manuscript he was delivering to his publishers a compliment slip, in which he had scribbled the injunction, "I'll leave you to tidy up the woulds and shoulds, wills and shalls, thats and whiches, etc." Which gives us all encouragement to feel less guilty, don't you think?